strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our latest Big Brother Canada 11 drop update. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here today to talk you through the latest from the Big Brother Canada 11 house, including the nominations, who won the safety, who won the veto, what that person probably intends to do with the veto, who the potential replacement nominee might be, and who might go home. And also, what's happening with the alliances with all of this? There's a lot to talk about here today, a lot to get through. So let's get through it. I'll give you some headlights. I keep saying headlights, headlines, not lights. I mean, there's lights on me right now, but I'm talking about lines. All right. So let me give you some headlines. And then we'll get into some details. We got a couple of diary room segments left to talk about that released yesterday, I believe. So we'll get through it all. The headlines are, Ty, of course, won the HOH. He intended, I believe, to nominate Santina and probably Renee. However, Santina was saved by Canada, which meant that Ty had to put somebody else on the block. Apparently, Hope volunteered for this. There was a little bit of confusion as to whether Hope was asked to go on the block or whether he volunteered to go on the block, but hearing it straight from Hope, he apparently pretty much just straight up volunteered. With Hope and Renee on the block now, as Ty put Renee on the block next to Hope, they went to the veto competition. Now, during the veto draw, Ty had house guest choice, and he chose Shania to compete in the veto. AKA, probably literally the only person in the house that would use the veto on Renee, other than Renee. And then, wouldn't you know it, Shania won the veto. And now she wants to use it on Renee. And Ty's response to that is,
I'm pissed.
Just one more time.
I'm pissed. Capital P-I-S-S-E-D.
Oh, no, I ended it too fast. I'm sorry.
Are you okay?
No, I'm pissed.
He's pissed. So the question becomes, who will Ty put on the block as a replacement for Renee if Shania uses the veto on Renee? There's, at this time, seemingly two potential options. One is the obvious. Jonathan. He told, apparently, and we'll talk through this, apparently he told Hope that Jonathan is the person that would go up if the veto was used. That makes the most sense. And kind of fulfills the prophecy that I gave prior to the weekend, which was that if Santina was saved by Canada, you're like, in a way, we're doing Ty a favor by forcing him into a situation where he's making the move that he should have made in the first place, which is going after Jonathan and Hope. Jonathan and Hope now on the block. Look at that. Ty's actually doing the right thing. But don't worry. Don't worry. You haven't done Ty that much of a favor because he can't help himself. But play messy. So you're all good. However, speaking of playing messy, there is another option here, which normally I would say is definitely not going to happen. But unfortunately, we're talking about Ty, which means there's like actually a small chance it could happen. He has brought up the notion that to punish Shania for using the veto, he might put Claudia on the block. And she would almost definitely go home, by the way. So, you know, that could happen. I don't think it will, but I'm not going to rule anything out, okay? On top of all of this, there, again, have been a lot of shifts in the makeup of the house, particularly when it comes to Cousy and her position, which seems to have degraded a bit. We'll talk about that as we go. Let's talk through the diary rooms real quick. At this point, they're almost a week out of date, so there's not a lot here. Again, these took place prior to Dan's eviction, so take them with a grain of salt. In fact, I know for a fact that a few of these things have actively changed, but Anika said that Daniel was her best alliance, so we knew that. She doesn't trust Shanae at all. She trusts Daniel the most, and Cousy, but she's a little wary of Cousy. So we do get confirmation from Anika that her final two with Daniel is genuine and that she genuinely is a little bit wary of Cousy. Good to know. We had seen a little bit of it on the job, but you never know how truthful people are being. Apparently it's true. Claudia said she trusts Ty the most and Santina the least. This was Wednesday. You'll hear what she has to say now today, or at least yesterday on Sunday. Daniel in the diary room said he would have made the same nominations as Santina. He says that him, Anika, and Cousy are the most likely to flip because they're literally flipping back and forth in the middle. He trusts Anika the most and Renee the least. So those are the diary rooms. Let's get into the drop. This happened yesterday. So one day out from the veto ceremony, which will happen today. Cousy and John are talking in the pantry. They are talking about needing to convince Shanae to not use the veto. And now when I talked about two options for the replacement nominee, those are probably the highest two likely options. Theoretically, anything can happen. But there is actually yet a third nomination or a third possibility that could happen here, which is that despite the fact that Shanae wants to use the veto on Renee, she could choose to not use it. And we'll talk through the likelihood of that as we go through. I do think it's possible Shanae chooses to not use the veto, despite the fact that she is fairly adamant right now that she would want to. There are still some conversations yet to be had, particularly with Jonathan and the Crown, which could theoretically convince her to go in a different direction. We've seen this happen before. A move that's blatantly in your own self-interest, being, you know, having the entire house tell you don't do this. It's not good for you. We want to work with you if you don't do this. It's possible she gets kind of tricked or pushed into not using it. Again, that's not as likely at this point, especially considering what she's saying, but there are some conversations yet to be had that could theoretically change her mind. So Cousy and Jonathan are talking specifically about this, about trying to convince Shanae to not use the veto and trying to convince her that it's not good for her game. She'll be going against Ty. She'll be going against the house. In fact, Cousy says, I don't mind being the bad guy in this situation. You know, you can say that you're going to save Renee. You can say whatever you need to say, Jonathan, because listen, this is you saving yourself. If Renee comes off, I think it's you. And I have no problem telling Shanae anything she needs to hear or wants to hear. To make this happen. So from Cousy's point of view, at least, and from, I think, most of the Shady Bunch's, the Crown's point of view, they are going full force. They are willing to say anything that they need to convince Shanae that she should not use the veto. So Claudia and Shanae are going to talk, and this is a big one. Claudia and Ty have talked about their relationship. It's getting a little rocky again. It's getting a little rocky again. Claudia talked to Ty about how, you know, she hopes they can be friends on the outside and that he was a vital part of her experience during the season. She said that he told her that it might be tricky, the relationship on the outside, because if they ever get another girlfriend or boyfriend, they probably wouldn't want them to hang out because, you know, of what's on national television between the two of them. So who knows what their relationship has in store for them. Claudia says, I need to stop wavering on people. And I say, yes, you do. She says, this is my crew. Ty, Daniel, Shania. Those are my priorities during this conversation. She's going to wave her on tie, which look fair. If you're pro tie, wave her on tie. If you're anti tie, don't wave her on tie, I guess. I mean, keep him around. You don't need to, like, this is the thing about Claudia. She's like, I need to either target Ty or spend all of my time with Ty. It's like one or the other. It's middle ground, please. Anyway. She says, what's best for my game is Hope leaving, but I want to respect Ty and his decisions. But when I talk to Ty, he acts like I'm being stubborn. He acts like my opinion doesn't matter. It's like every time I talk to him, I want to keep Renee even more. Now, it's important to set up again. Last week, Claudia was very pro Ty. Ty was like, I told you you shouldn't have trusted Renee. What did I say? And Claudia and Renee's relationship had seriously deteriorated over the course of the last week. However, things seem to start to be shifting back into the direction of the girly pops coming back together, mostly because Ty couldn't help himself. And Claudia is like kind of out of his fog at the moment, and is starting to realize that maybe Renee is not so bad. So she continues. She says, Ty, he thinks he has everyone, but if Hope leaves, we would have me, you, Renee, Daniel. Maybe we can pull Jonathan, and then maybe we can approach like Santina for maybe like a week, right? And then it's Koozie, Anika, and Ty against everyone. Woo. Okay. Interesting. Koozie no longer with them. Seems to be the case. Why? They'll hint at it here, and I'll talk through that. It seems like the biggest reason why is that they feel like Koozie is like Ty's number one person now. That Koozie is too close to Ty. They can't trust Koozie anymore. They do still trust Daniel, but this, like, the thing with the Koozie and the women thing is just completely blown up at this point. They are very, very anti-Koozie. Will that last? Who knows? But, you know, they were anti-Renee 2 seconds ago. She says, Ty shouldn't have picked you, Shania, if he didn't want you to use it. Shania says, I feel like it was a test to see where my allegiance was. There's no world where it makes sense for me to not use the veto on Renee. She's a number for me. I feel like the whole house would feel weird if I didn't use it. And this is the reasoning that I think is the most likely to potentially flip her mind on this, because she really does feel like, of course, everyone's going to expect me to use this. But when most of the house goes to her and says, please don't use it, that line of reasoning is going to go away. Now there's still plenty of other reasoning for her to use it, but, again, you never know, especially players who haven't really done a lot in the game, haven't had a lot of power in the game yet. It's easy, I think, to be swayed by like a majority in the house, but again, you know, come to your own conclusions here. Claudia says, Ty is making it out to seem like using the veto will put you on an island, but I don't think so. That's what most other people are going to try to make it out to be like, I think, as well. They say they both feel good about Daniel. They are concerned, though, that he won't see the need to take out Koozie, which is concerning to them. But they think he'll come around. I mean, actually, I think he'll tell them what they want to hear. And I don't think he'll take a shot at Koozie anytime soon, though. Ty is telling Claudia she has to pick between him and Renee. You have to choose a side, Claudia. This is the big sticking point for Renee, or for Claudia, is that she's being told by Ty, if Shania uses the veto, then you will have to choose between me and them. And that sucks from her perspective. From my perspective, it's like, look, he's helping you out here. Easy choice. They agree that the worst case scenario is that he puts Claudia on the block, but Shania thinks that Claudia wouldn't go. Everyone would be like, that's so messed up. They wouldn't even vote you out. I disagree personally, but that's how they think. They complain some more about Ty being so arrogant. He thinks he knows everything in the house, but he doesn't. They don't either, but at least they know that and they're not arrogant about it. Renee comes in and she tells them how frustrated she is with Hope because apparently Hope offered to go on the block. Claudia says, I don't think so. I think Ty asked him to go on the block, but she's not sure. Renee says, well, listen, I talked to Kuzi today, and Claudia says, be careful. And Shanae says, be careful with Kuzi. And Claudia says, yeah, do more listening than talking. When I tell you, I tried to recreate this. They both jumped on this immediately. So I talked to Kuzi, be careful with Kuzi. Don't talk to her. Don't talk too much to Kuzi. They are concerned. Shanae says, okay, well, listen, me and Ty, or Shanae says, Kuzi and Ty, they're going to be like this moving forward. They're going to be so close. If it's a double, I think we put up Ty and Kuzi. Or maybe like Kuzi, maybe like try to backdoor Ty. They ultimately decide we probably don't want to put up Anika because we don't want to ruin that relationship for no reason. We wouldn't be targeting Anika. But maybe like Ty and Kuzi, or would we backdoor Ty, or would we put up Jonathan? We wouldn't put up Daniel. They start talking through all those possibilities. Ty told Claudia again, Claudia saying she had to pick a side, and Ty told Claudia that if she picked the wrong side, she says this to Renee and Shanae, if she picks the wrong side, Ty told her it would make him question his her ability to think in the game. I'm just imagining how that conversation went. I don't know. I mean, you're going to have to choose. And you know, if you don't pick the right side, then it's really going to make me question your ability to think in this game. I'm not saying anything bad about the others. It's just like, that's just how it is, you know? Renee says, Ty likes to act like he's not scared of anyone in the game, but it's clear that he's scared of Kuzi's game. She took out his right-hand man, and she's still like untouchable to him. Renee says, when the veto is used, we'll see where everyone stands. And, you know, we've been through so much together. Us girly pops. Claudia says, you know, I did stray last week, getting closer to Ty. I did stray last week. But listen, Ty is our target. We'd sooner put up, Ty is the target. We can put up Jonathan if we need to. We're not going to put up Daniel. Ty leaving takes a number away from Kuzi. Worst case scenario, Ty wins the veto. We take out Kuzi. Renee says, well, how would Daniel feel about that? I mean, I guess, you know, he always does talk about how he knows Anika and Kuzi will take each other. So that to me was such a key line. This is how Daniel has been able to get in with the women and separate himself from Anika and Kuzi. Secretly, within the Shady Bunch, Daniel and Anika have a final two and Kuzi is on the outs. However, to the rest of the house, Daniel has made the case that Anika and Kuzi are the two that are close to each other and that he is on the outs and that he knows that. So that's why people think that Daniel is willing to jump ship from Anika and Kuzi, when in reality, he's in the power position there because he has Anika. They just don't know that. They agree you can't beat Kuzi in the final two and everyone knows it. So it makes sense that Daniel would feel that way. They don't even care if Kuzi wants to do a girl's thing anymore. She's got to go. Ty or Jonathan next, one of the guys, and then Kuzi. They decide Noms should be, again, straight up just Ty and Kuzi. And they talk about how Shanae should tell Ty that she's using the veto because she definitely is. So that's where things stand right now. A lot of talk about taking Ty out of the game because they really are just like 0 or 100 on this. But Kuzi in some crossfire here if the girly pops win, at least at this moment. So we move over to Daniel and Hope. Hope is saying, listen, Ty just talked to me. He said that if Shanae pulls down Renee, he's putting Jonathan up on the block. Daniel says, oh, well then he can't use it, or she can't use it. Hope says, ah, I shouldn't have put myself on the block. I'm so stupid. And Daniel says, well, we just need to convince Shanae to not use the veto. Hope says, if I end up staying, I need to stop putting myself up on the block. And Hope says, Ty even asked me before if I was sure about doing it, and I said yes. Daniel says, really? I was under the impression that he asked you to go up. And Hope says, no, I volunteered. Daniel asks who Santino would save if it were him and Jonathan on the block, and Hope says Santino would save Jonathan. Daniel's a little surprised by that. Jonathan ends up coming in, and he says, I'm hearing that Ty will put me up if the veto is used, and they're like, I don't know. Jonathan says that Shania really wants to talk to him, and everyone thinks he's on his own, so he can use that. We're going to come back to this conversation a little bit later. You know what? Let's just continue it. Daniel says that Ty has to go next week. And Jonathan says, well, Santina's gunning for the other side. So that's good for us. Daniel says, that's perfect. Hope says, listen, when you talk to Shania, tell her that you will go up on the block if she uses the veto. Use that to try and convince her to not use it. And Jonathan says he was thinking he could maybe pitch some kind of group between himself, Santina, and maybe Hope. If she doesn't use the veto. So essentially, like, listen, if you don't use the veto, I don't go up on the block. We can save Renee with these votes. No, I guess not Hope. I didn't hear the last name. I thought he said Hope. I'm not entirely sure because Jonathan has been so against lying in the past, but I think now that his butt's on the line or bootay is on the line that maybe he's a little more open, but who knows? Either way, he was thinking about pitching some kind of group of some sort to Shania. We'll work with you if you don't use the veto. Daniel says, just make sure you include Claudia in that group, and maybe that could work. So we know that the girly pops plan to approach Jonathan in this conversation. Shania will approach Jonathan about working with them moving forward. Jonathan will say, well, if you use the veto, I'm going up on the block, which is not something that I would want to do. How about this as a counteroffer? I will work with you and I will be in a group with you and pull these other people in if you don't use the veto. And he can maybe try and pitch, and this is, I think, what Kuzi was saying, that if she doesn't use the veto, he will then also keep Renee, whether that's true or not. We know it's not. Or he might just say, sacrifice Renee, work with me and Hope and whoever, right? Depending on how Jonathan approaches this, I do still think it's possible that it works, especially if you have, people like Daniel, and even like maybe Santina, like people who are just like, don't use the veto, don't use the veto. It's possible that that Shania is kind of convinced to not do it. We've seen this kind of thing before, but right now she does seem pretty determined. So again, more likely than not, it will be used at this point. So Shania is going to talk to Ty and he asks where her head is at. She says, well, I think it makes the most sense for me to take Renee off the block. A, she's a number for me. B, I think the whole house would feel weird if I didn't. He says, listen, I understand why you would feel that way, but I think that you misunderstand the situation in this house. People don't trust Renee. So everyone would understand if you didn't use the veto. Plus, game-wise, there will be a domino effect against your game. And you never know. Renee might stay after all. So listen, I'm pitching for you, Shania. Think with your head, okay? If you force my hand, I will have to make things rocky for you in this game, okay? Plus, you'll be risking Claudia as well. So that's not good. And it would be a slap in the face to Dan because Dan saw Santina and Renee as responsible for his eviction. So by saving Renee, that's like slap right in the face to Dan. Who matters to you more, Shania? Renee or Dan? That's all I'm going to say about that, okay? Shania says, listen, I understand that there might be repercussions, but where would things stand if I didn't use the veto? Renee probably leaves. He says, no, you'd have Daniel, Claudia, Jonathan, Santina. Maybe you have options to keep her if you don't use it. Just let me know what you decide. She says, okay. I like the pitch of like, desperately, please don't use the veto because I want this person out. But hey, she might stay. That's why you shouldn't use it. She might stay. Ty is going to go and talk to Claudia after this. He fills her in on his talk with Shania. He says, I just talked to Shania. He says, I wasn't aggressive at all. In fact, I'm more aggressive with you than anyone else, Claudia. She says, lucky me. She says, this just sucks. This is a sucky position. I feel like if Shania uses it, you're telling me I need to pick a side. And he says, yep. He says, this is how I want to play the game. If I go out, I at least want to go out knowing I stood for something. I don't know. Maybe you should have walked out with Zach then. I don't know what you mean by that. She says, but you really, you would like, if you had to choose between me and Zach, how would you have felt? He says, I'm not in that position. She says, yes, but if you were in that position, that would not be a good position for you to feel like you were in. I'm not in that position. That's what I'm saying. Shania is in the position. Shania is the one putting, but I'm saying, no, Shania is in the position. Okay. And then they get interrupted by Shania. After Ty leaves, Claudia asks Shania how the chat went. And Shania says about what we expected. Claudia says, well, I just talked to Ty and let me tell you, wasn't great. Shania says, you know, Ty had some good points, but you know, I told him I didn't think it made sense for me to not use it. So Shania at this point, again, still, I believe, intends to use the veto on Renee. The only thing that could change her mind is the conversations that are currently planned between herself and Jonathan and maybe Daniel and maybe Kuzi and maybe whoever else who could maybe get in there and sway her. But at this time, she plans to use it. Finally, we had a conversation between Kuzi and Santina. Kuzi says that she thinks that the veto is going to be used either way at this point. And Santina says, well, I think Jonathan might go up. And Kuzi says, me too. Santina says, yeah, I think me being safe really threw off his plan this week. And Kuzi says, me too. Kuzi says she wants to talk to Santina after the veto to figure out what they want to do because there will be a big decision in front of them. I'm not entirely sure what this means, but hear me out. There's a couple of possibilities. Again, the most likely scenario at this point is that the veto is used and that Jonathan goes up on the block. The vote would be between Jonathan and Hope. There are 7 votes, which means you need 4 to decide who goes home. What's interesting about that is that there's 2 trios in the vote if the veto is used. There's the Girly Pops and there's the Shady Bunch. 3 votes on each side. And in the middle is Santina. So the Girly Pops should probably want Hope to leave and Jonathan to stay. Santina would also likely be leaning in that direction, which would make 4 votes, which would mean Hope goes home. However, there's theoretically some intrigue there. First of all, we don't know who the Shady Bunch would want out for sure. I would assume, quite honestly, that they might actually just straight up want Hope gone because they've always kind of been talking about him like he's a wild card. So they might just want Hope gone and it might just be Hope leaves unanimously. But it's possible Daniel, when talking to Hope, at least privately, and of course he's going to say this, but at least privately, is saying like, listen, if Jonathan goes up with you, we've got your back. If that were the case, which it might not be, then again, it would be 3-3 with Santina in the middle. Santina, we know, trusts Jonathan the most, would definitely be inclined to keep Jonathan. However, the people that Santina wants to work with, seemingly at this point, seem to be leaning more in the direction of Kuzi, Anika, and Daniel, more so than Shania, Claudia, and Renee. So you could see a world where Kuzi, who is sort of trying to court Santina right now, is able to pull Santina over to their side to take out Jonathan. Weird world, but that would be the way it would happen, I would assume. The other way that Jonathan could leave is if this pitch to not use the veto goes poorly and the Girly Pops decide that they actually want Jonathan gone because now they think he won't work with them because he's pissed that Shania won the veto or used the veto or whatever the case may be. Either way, not super likely, but those are 2 small scenarios where it could be Jonathan. More likely than not, it will be Hope. And of course, if Claudia went up on the block, I think she just straight up goes home there. I mean, Jonathan plus Shady Bunch, it's done. No further need to talk about it. If the veto is not used, then Renee just goes, more likely than not. Fairly easy sort of calls for the most part. Just a small bit of intrigue if it's Jonathan versus Hope. So they talk about, and this is why I bring this up. Kuzi says she wants to talk to Santina after the veto is used to decide it's going to be a big decision. That could be preamble. That could be set up for Kuzi to talk to Santina about letting Jonathan go to save Hope. If that's what they wanted to do. If that's what they wanted to do, all they would need to do is get Santina and they could make it happen. We know Santina is also close to Hope, but she trusts Jonathan the most. If they really wanted to, if the Shady Bunch really wanted to save Hope over Jonathan, and I don't know why they would too much. Like, there's not a ton of preference there, but if they really wanted to, they probably would just need to tell Santina that Jonathan actually ratted her out last week about being the invisible HOH, and that would be enough to do it. I don't know why they would do it, but the ammunition is there if they wanted to. They talk some more, Santina and Kuzi, about like doing what's best for your game, not liking to go with the house, not liking Santina. You know, Santina likes to give people chances to save themselves. I mean, she didn't give JM one, but like, you know, she gave him one like mentally, like socially, to convince people that he should stay. So, but from now on, she doesn't like backdoors. She says that when she talked to Dan on his way out the door, he said he wasn't happy with his game. They talked about how he was tricked into doing the bidding of other people. Santina is glad that her and Kuzi are on the same page about this. And Kuzi says, listen, you win that HOH next week, you take that move, I've got your back. And so clearly Kuzi doing a little bit of work here on Santina, as Santina is now safe. I would assume that depending on the outcome of this week, Kuzi is probably thinking, honestly, it's so hard to tell. I don't know how much Kuzi knows, but the house has shifted again. We're kind of in a new position here. So prior to this drop, the structure of the house was the crown on one side, Ty, Claudia, and the Shady Bunch on the other side. So the Shady Bunch in between two duos that made up the majority of the house. And then Shania and Renee were just kind of like loose, and Santina were kind of loosely hanging. Shania connected to Claudia, Santina connected to Jonathan, and Renee just completely on an island, right? That was kind of the structure of the house. But it seems like things have shifted in a new direction. And this new direction is that the crown is still together, but likely losing a number this week. The Ty Claudia Shady Bunch alliance has also crumbled. The Girly Pops have reformed, and they're now targeting Ty for the time being. Now, we've seen this story before, right? Will they actually target Ty? Here's the concern that I have. I don't think they will. I think that the reformed Girly Pops would sooner target Kuzi than Ty, because at the end of the day, they still kind of have Ty. Granted, he again is making things very difficult for himself. And if he raises such a fuss over Shania using the veto, then maybe they will actually target him, because maybe they will have no choice. But either way, the Girly Pops are back together. Now, the Girly Pops think that they can just take up the seat that they had before. They think that they can just go back into the middle, pull in Jonathan, pull in Daniel, and maybe even keep Santina, you know, occupied for the time being, take out Ty and Kuzi, and then they'll be running the show. Now, the reality is that after they left that seat, the Shady Bunch occupied it, and they still have those connections in a good way. So when the Girly Pops try to get to Daniel, they will likely fail. And the Shady Bunch will retain control of Jonathan. Or sorry, did I say Daniel? Of Jonathan. They'll likely fail if they try to go to Jonathan and pull him in. And then with Jonathan comes Santina, especially if Kuzi's already working on Santina. And so to me, what's likely going to happen here is if Hope leaves, then Jonathan will pull in Santina as a replacement for Hope in the Crown. The Shady Bunch will continue to work with Jonathan and Santina on that side. The Girly Pops will be on the other side with Daniel as a mole in their midst. They will be targeting Ty and Koozie, while the rest of the house targets Ty and potentially Renee, I guess, or whoever else, maybe Claudia. Maybe they turn on Santina at some point. But the house has now kind of been divided into two. This change continues to be good for at least Daniel and Anika. For Koozie, it's a bit of a downgrade for now. You know, that's kind of where we are. Things continue to shift, though, and players are not acting optimally by any means. So, you know, again, this should have been good for Ty. This should have saved him from a mistake, but who are we kidding? Like, he's going to continue to make mistakes. Even if he's doing the right move, he continues to do it in such a mistakey way. So that's where we are at this point. There will be a roundtable tonight, Stockwatch. We will rate these players based on how they're doing so far this week. I'll be back tomorrow, of course, to update you on the state of the house that we'll see tomorrow. That's about what we got. Check out the Survivor Stockwatch. Find me over on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Make sure you fill out the survey for the Stockwatch tonight. I will tweet it out right after this podcast ends, and then we will we'll talk through all of this during the roundtable, and we'll try to figure all of this out. So that's what I've got for you here today. Thank you all so much for joining us. Make sure you check out the live show we're doing in May in Toronto. If you want to go, tickets are currently up for the patrons. I think they'll probably come up for non-patrons at some point this week. So stay tuned for that. And I will see all of you next time.